Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
It's like a weird, I don't know, like a suppository maybe? I don't know.
I'm spicy!
They butter the buns. I like when Dylan butters his buns, but...
Edelson like, needs it best, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Edelson, which funny is you knew what I meant, Dylan.
I love you, Dylan.
But listen, man, you've got connections.
I'm going to give you a reach around next time we're in Bradford.
This is getting vulgar.
I'm going to regret this.
We're all about funneling the meat at Jim's Barbecue. Oh, and you just saw the picture.
Oh, those are dicks.
Hi, welcome to episode 59 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
Jim. And I'm Dylan.
We're back, boys. We're back from Brantford, Ontario, Canada. Coming to you live.
We're somewhat live. We're not back in Brantford? Oh, man.
No, we're not. We had such a great time over the weekend, though. Hanging out in Brantford, playing a little ball hockey, drinking some beers, doing a live recording of our award-winning podcast. Wait, did we win any awards? What the fuck am I saying?
It would have been nice if we got an award.
You know what we did get, in all honesty, and I was kind of surprised at it, was a lot of props for it, actually.
Shocked the amount of people that listened to it.
I had quite a few people approach me and approach us as a group and say, you know, that they really enjoyed it and they wanted to be on it, and it was nice to hear. You know, like
I must have missed all this.
Seriously?
I don't remember anybody talking to me about it.
Wow.
Well, I mean, wow.
They like you guys a lot better. They're like, you guys are great, but I might want to do something about that third horse deer. You know what I'm saying?
A couple people said that, and I showed them the graphic. They're like, perfect.
He's a Sarge.
Yeah, I mean, even who was it? Sterling. I know he mentioned.
He wants to be on it.
Yes, that's what I was talking about.
But he wanted to be on it over the weekend. Excuse me.
I talked to him afterwards, and I was like, "So do you Skype?" And he's like, "Oh yeah." I'm like, "So you want to be on it then? You know, like on a Skype one?" And he's like, "Yeah, definitely." So he's definitely down.
You know, it's funny. He and I had a conversation, and he said that he feels, and I think I agree with him, that he's one of the only Canadians in our group that could pass for an American. And I'm like, you just about cut it, Sterling. I think he could move to the States and pass for an American. He's got a slight bit of that old Canadian voice that he's got to get rid of before he can pass to
the
American.
Funny you say that, because I've talked about that before.
Yeah, he doesn't act like your typical Canadian, you know. Dave Mader.
It was so funny.
Sunday.
Yeah, I'll tell the story now because it was really kind of amusing. Like, you're talking about that typical Canadian voice, and there was this dude playing in this game. It was like in one of the competitive leagues, and the referee called, like, didn't call something or something. He's like, "Oh, what the fuck, man!" And it was so. His accent just killed me. Like, I was standing next to our good friend Trevor Graff, and both Trevor and I looked at each other and just started busting out laughing because the accent just made it sound like totally like the guy was complaining about something, but it sounded so nice. It sounded so friendly.
Oh, what the fuck, eh?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. It was just hysterical. But before we get too far into telling stories about the weekend, you know, if you want to find out what's going on and where we're headed, what we're doing, any upcoming live shows we might have, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And you can also get updates about Jim's BBQ Pod and pictorial updates of Jim's BBQ Pod. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Jim's BBQ Pod.
You can email us for any live updates, including dick pics of Dylan, at Jim's BBQ Pod.
Hey now.
At gmail.com. Or you can go get the episodes fresh from the grill at www.jimsbbqpod.com. No, Dylan, I'm referring to, remember the dick pics that I took of you at the hotel?
What, did you just take a picture, like just a picture of me?
Remember the camera was, or the mirror was facing, and...
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yes. Dylan was changing in the bathroom and angled himself perfectly in the mirrors in the hotel room to give Jim quite the show, shall I say.
I thought it was when I was quote-unquote cleaning your glass.
Mm-hmm. Most people would close the door when they were doing that sort of business. You know what I'm saying? Not Dylan. He's an exhibitionist, I think.
Yeah.
If you want to find out all about Dylan and his exhibitionism, you can rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim's.
I'm not doing it because it doesn't sound as good.
Chagrin.
Welcome to Late Night with Mike Crandall.
Well, you could have just done the last word.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought you were going for, but that's cool.
That's what I was hoping for. So you can rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, much to Jim's
chagrin.
There you go, Dylan. Now you're getting it. So, Dylan, I know you had a weekend of it. I know you had a lot of beer on the weekend, but what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking Hoppin' Frog's Killa Vanilla Extraordinary IPA, which is an IPA brewed with whole vanilla beans. Thank you. Or shout-outs to Brad Silzer for bringing this over the border for me.
God, that sounds amazing. Why haven't I had that yet?
I don't know. It's definitely good. I will say, though, that the vanilla really packs a punch in this. Like, it's like, holy shit, there's a lot of vanilla in it. In fact, it actually might be a little bit too much vanilla.
No such thing as too much vanilla.
But it is good. I do like it. I am definitely enjoying it.
So, Jim, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking some fine-ass Sprecher's Grape Soda. Officially named...
Oh, that's a good one.
Grape Ape.
Nice.
No, sorry. It's called Grape. Like, G-R-Ape.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
How are you feeling about it?
I'm digging it. It's great.
I see what you did there.
Like that?
Yeah.
And how about you, Mike? What are you drinking?
Tonight I have Pipeworks Brewing's Lil Citra Session IPA. That's pretty good. Nice citrus flavor. Very drinkable. I mean, it's a session IPA, so I mean they go down pretty easy, and it's a nice one. I'm enjoying it. I'm actually almost done with it.
Cool.
Yeah. But I got one bottle sitting behind it that I'll crack open here in a minute or two. And that one, if anybody is interested, is Genesee Brewhouse's Orange Honey Cream Ale, which I think it's going to be my drink of summer, because it's so delicious and just refreshing, and it'd be a great, like, lawn mowing beer.
Great lawn mowing
beer. Yeah.
Personally, you know what I really like?
What's that?
Boulevard's Ginger Lemon Radler. That is a tasty, refreshing, thirst-quenching beer.
I'll take your word for it. I don't know that I've had it. So maybe it's one I should put on my list.
I definitely enjoy it.
So guys, before we get into the highlights of our weekend, I wanted to tell you a fun little story about tonight. You guys know this, but the audience doesn't. Normally I'm fairly on time and ready to go and everything, you know, when we record, but I was running a little bit late. And the reason for that is Liz and I went on a little bit of an adventure this evening.
Oh, you had a very important, I thought you were going to rhyme and say you had an important date.
No, we didn't have a date.
And it wasn't important.
No, we actually took a drive out to, I don't know if you guys have done this or had any experience with this, but she started looking at, the Facebook, marketplace. Are you familiar with that now?
Yeah.
Where it's almost like the want ads or like the,
It's like that. It's like the Craigslist of,
the Craigslist. Yeah. So she had been in the market to do something with the the sitting room that we have, like where she likes to go in and read and hang out and sometimes watch television. And we had a day bed in there and we just weren't really using it. So she wanted to get something different for it, right? So she had started to look at like furniture and stuff on Facebook Marketplace to see if she could find anything that fit the bill. So she found this love seat that looked pretty good. And you guys had asked me before we started recording, like where we had gone. And Jim had mentioned Batavia, and it was almost to Batavia, Jim. It was actually a little further out, like not necessarily further away, but even more rural than Batavia is. We ended up driving out to this guy's house to look at this love seat, and we end up on all these like farm roads and shit like this, and we just keep going and going and going. Finally, we get to the street that this house is on, and I'm looking at the house numbers, and we finally get to the driveway, and we look, and it's like this big ass, huge ass mansion, like in the middle of nowhere, like that this guy lives in. So we ended up buying this love seat from this guy, like out in the middle of nowhere, like that lives in this huge mansion. But it kind of captured my imagination that this guy has this house that he apparently just bought like a month ago, and it's nowhere. It's like you wouldn't even know it was there. I mean, there's a few other houses around, but it was just kind of weird. But that was kind of our little adventure tonight. So then I got home, and of course I had to take apart like the day bed that was in the room and then maneuver this love seat into the house and then down through the kitchen, down the hallway and into that room, which was an adventure unto itself. So that was what I was doing before we recorded.
Sounds like quite the adventure.
Yeah, it was fun. So drive out there too. I couldn't believe it. It was like 45 minutes each way. You know, that's a drive anywhere in Rochester when you go 45 minutes.
Most things are only like, 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that was just my little story. I thought you guys would appreciate it. Just a little slice of life, if you will.
I actually have a quick work story that I wanted to share with you guys. And I have pictures to show you.
Okay, so does it have anything to do with somebody, like a man hitting on you? A priest?
Nope.
A woman that wanted truffle mayonnaise, or someone who needed to use the bathroom and wrecked it.
No, has nothing to do with any of those.
Okay. I was just trying to run the gamut of all the stories we've heard just to see if any of them were like a return customer or a return engagement, if you will.
No, I got into work at a little bit before one, and my boss my boss basically said, I have to get out of here really early today, so can you get the payroll done? So I didn't get to talk to him that much, but basically, like, he left at, like, I don't know, 1:30, and he was gone. So I'm sitting down, finally, after I had gone to the bank a couple of times because somebody had messed up some paperwork and I had to fix it, and I'm sitting down, and then, I'm doing my orders and inventory, blah, 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 blah. And right as the manager who was there during the day comes in or is about to leave, he's like, by the way, did anybody talk to you about the thing that we found behind the icebox? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, dude. I've been gone for like 4 fucking days. He's like, well, you might want to go take a look. See you later. And he leaves. Hmm. And I'm like, is it a body? Is it an animal? Did somebody leave a bottle? Like, is there like a random fucking beer back there? Like, I don't know what's going on. So I walk back and I see, actually, I'm not going to send that picture yet. I'll send you the other one. And basically this is what I see growing behind our icebox. And I'm going to share it to the group right now. Do you guys get it?
Yeah, it kind of looks like a conch shell.
It does look kind of like that. That's what I thought too.
But it clearly isn't.
Yeah, and I'm sending you a second picture now. Basically, that's a giant fucking mushroom.
Hmm. And that was where?
Like, and that was growing behind our icebox.
Wow.
Huh.
Did you eat
now,
it?
Now, thankfully, well, no, I didn't.
So did you put it on the sandwich of that woman who wanted the truffle mayo?
Yeah, we chopped it up and used it as truffles.
That would be funny.
No, but I just sent you guys a couple other pictures of it, and, like, you can see clearly how big this
fucking thing is.
Huge. And like, you know, they dumped bleach all over it, basically, to, like, you know, I guess kill it and, like, stunt the growth. But I just, like, I sent the picture to my boss, and I'm like, do you want me to get rid of this or, like, have someone else come in? He's like, nope, get rid of it. I had to cut that thing out with a knife because it was so, like, grown in there. And basically, it had grown up in through the fucking wall. And, like, I grabbed it, and it just felt disgusting. Like, it was just really rubbery, and the bottom of it's, like, all, like, these, you know, it looks like gills of a fish. It's just, it really just looks otherworldly.
Jim, do you see the shirt he's wearing?
Let me look at it again. Oh, I do see the shirt he's wearing.
Yes.
So he wears it just to clean shit up with, huh?
Apparently.
You might notice that my other shirt is actually off, so, because...
I'm kidding.
But, yeah, that... I know. But, damn, dude, that thing was fucking ginormous. That's the biggest fucking mushroom I've ever seen in my life.
Shit, you know, Dylan was probably hoping that neither of us would notice that.
Nice.
No, I actually didn't even... I actually forgot it. I was wearing it. But,
well, just not to just, like, talk about a shirt and not bring up what we're talking about. Jim was kind enough to, gift us a couple of, shirts, each of us a shirt. And it's a Jay and Silent Bob Get Old t-shirt. So I just, in case anybody was curious about what we were talking about, I know you're going to post those on the social media, but in case anybody was curious what the shirt was, then you'll know.
Yeah. So anyway, that was just very surprising. Like I said, I had to cut that fucking thing out with a knife, and we just immediately dropped it into a garbage with said knife. And I put a bleach rag over it, and hopefully that thing hasn't started growing back yet. But it was really, like, I think it was coming from outside. It was just crazy how big that thing was.
I bet that thing got up out of the garbage can and chased home after you.
Well, that's what we were saying, is that, like, I said to my coworker who brought it outside, I'm like, you know what's going to happen is, like, we're going to be saying goodbye to each other tonight. It's like, all right, man, see you later. And then if it were a movie, it would just pan over the dumpster and the door would just lift up and just, like, this flap would come out and it's just like, dun dun dun.
Exactly.
You know? Like, it's, you know, Swamp Thing or something.
Yeah.
The creeping mushroom. Speaking of t-shirts, though, and that have to do with this podcast, you guys got a couple other t-shirts this week. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and you guys, if I remember correctly, found them very amusing.
Oh, incredibly amusing. Which I think I posted a picture of you actually wearing...
yours.
My shirt in the hotel room. That it basically is printed on the front of it. It just says, I'm tired.
Very fitting.
Yeah.
Which would be very fitting for me, especially this evening, because I'm tired. I'm still trying to catch up on sleep, you know?
Dude, I could not believe how tired I was. I woke up and I just did not want to get out of... Today's my day off, but I just did not want to get out of fucking bed today.
I could understand that, because the last couple days have been that way, you know?
I got about 10 hours, too.
Nice. Very nice. I think I got about 7, maybe 6.
Oh, man. But I guess we'll explain why we went through such a lack of sleep.
Yeah. So, I guess, I mean... Well,
they already know where we were.
Well, right, but if you've listened to this podcast from the beginning, you might remember some of the original intros that we used, where we, you know, kind of just gave our origin story of where we came from, and it was that time of the year again. It was time for the Brantford 2017, the Walter Gretzky Street Hockey Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if you listen to this episode without listening to episode 58, which if you haven't listened to episode 58, you'd need to go back and do so, because I think it's probably one of our best. Some of the would you rathers were hilarious. That's all I'm going to say, because it's just priceless. I don't want to go too far into it, because it was just it was such a great moment in the history of this podcast that I won't do it justice. You just got to go and listen to it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Have to just go listen to it.
Dylan he won the entire episode with just one comment that just, I think, just captured the imagination.
I've literally never seen you laugh fucking harder in your life.
Oh, it was hilarious though, dude. I even brought it up to Liz tonight because I hadn't told her about it. I wanted to bring it up to Sean Sunday night, but my dad was over watching the WWE pay-per-view, and I didn't think it would be appropriate to bring up in front of him.
It would not be very couth of you to do.
No, no. But yeah, so we had a great time at the tournament, but you know, we had a journey to get there, and Jim and Kathy came up to Rochester Thursday night and decided to stay over with me and then ride up right up to the tournament with me on Friday afternoon, which was cool because we got to spend a little bit of extra time Thursday night. We went out to dinner with Dan and Joelle.
Joelle.
Is that her name? Joelle. And our friend Teresa, who's been on the podcast before. Who else was there? I know the one person I want to mention, but I'm trying to think if there's anybody else. I don't think there was, except for, of course, Dottie of Dottiekin's Ugly Shirts fame was, graced, our presence for dinner. And it was great. We had a great time at dinner. And her husband was there, of course. I can't remember his name, though. Paul? Yep. So Paul, Dottie's husband, was also there with us. And we had a good time at dinner. And I think we had good dinner conversation. And there was one odd thing, Jim. I'm trying to remember. Did you sit on the booth side or did you sit in a chair?
Chair.
Okay. So on the booth side of this, the setup where at this restaurant we're at, every once in a while, it felt like somebody was just pounding the other side of the booth, like just like kicking it or punching it repeatedly. And I was like right on the end of the booth, so I kept looking around the corner at the other side, and there was nobody sitting there. It was so bizarre.
How bizarre.
But indeed. But that, you know, it was a good time.
It was real fun.
But then what? I mean, I had to work Friday morning, and then we drove up, or we had lunch. I took you guys to a kind of like a local diner spot that's becoming semi well known around here, and it was good, and had a good time. I think that's good and whatnot. But I know Dylan actually. He drove all the way up to Canada Thursday with our buddy Matt, and I know that you had some adventures on your way, Dylan. So why don't you regale us with some of those?
Truthfully, we didn't really have any adventures, which is quite honestly the way I wanted it to be compared to last year.
Well, I do know that you made a stop actually in Rochester.
We did, and we tried to coordinate, but unfortunately, Matt had gotten sick earlier in the week, and he basically lost 2 days to a really bad cold, and then he had some car problems that he had to get squared away and basically couldn't come to my place Wednesday night. Like, we had originally planned to go out Wednesday night, hit some local breweries, and get, like, a pizza or something, and then head out early on Thursday, but he didn't wind up getting in until about 9:30. On Thursday, and we were trying to meet you for lunch, but it just wasn't gonna happen.
Yeah, so, the logistics just seemed to not work out in our favor, but
But regardless, we still stopped in Rochester and hit up Roarbox, which I thought the food was excellent. I thought the beer was really fucking good. Mott was so impressed that he even bought a growler from Roarbox.
Wow.
This giant, like, tin, really, like, you know, like, suction-reinforced growler, he just really liked it, so...
Right on.
You know, he, like, really dug the food and everything. It was just so much better than where we went last year. We loved Roarbox. I think our plan is now pretty much just going to be, if we're driving up again next year, is to just do the same thing, just coast 5 hours straight up, have a really good lunch at Roarbox, and then cruise over the border. So we got through the border really quick, and which is probably the quickest I've ever been through the border. It might have had to do with the time of day, because we did, by the time we actually did leave Roarbox, I think it was probably 4:30 going on 5 o'clock, and amazingly we didn't hit any fucking traffic on the way up. But yeah, we got through the border like real quick, and then we just coasted down the highway and rolled into Brantford, and shortly after that checked in and started hanging out, and that was that. Kicked off the weekend.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think we had a pretty easy border time on the way up there. I mean, nothing really significant. The girl seemed a little cranky because I think she had just started her shift.
Our girl was very cool.
I was a little afraid though. I'll tell you why. I've never crossed the border with Jim. And
you make it sound like it's.
Well, I'm gonna explain why. And the reason why I say that, Jim, is because of some of the hard work that you do for this street hockey league that we play in. For those of you who don't know, Jim is like the man when it comes to grinder jerseys. And grinder jerseys, I would say, is the one of the main suppliers of hockey jerseys for the VSQ Street Hockey League, if not the main supplier of jerseys for the VSQ Street Hockey League. Is that correct? Okay. So when Jim crosses the border to like the biggest street hockey tournament that occurs for this group all year, he comes armed with boxes upon boxes of merchandise for people. I mean, there's t-shirts, there's dry fit shirts, there's jerseys, there's, I mean, probably hats. I don't even know what the fuck the dude had. He could have had contraband for all I know. There were so many boxes that ended up packed into my van. Who the hell knows what were in these things?
I barely brought
right?
anything this
so,
year.
So it did cross my mind going, oh, great. I was like, I hope that they don't scrutinize what the hell's in the back of this van too much. Because man, when I've come up to Brantford in the past years, other than the first 2 years of the tournament, it's just been me, my hockey equipment, my clothes for the weekend, and some beer, and that's it. I don't have anything else with me. So like, you travel with Jim, and there's just like boxes everywhere, and it's just craziness. And we brought three flats of water with us, like 99 bottles of water with us.
Take one down, pass it around, 98 bottles of beer in the hand.
It was just the most epic, like there was so much shit in the van for like a 2.5 day weekend. It was hilarious.
Yeah, but how much stuff
it was kind of
back?
The opposite.
Quite a bit, actually. We brought back two flats of water because we only drank about the equivalent of one. Because bear in mind, I know the one was not totally full, but I still had a ton of water in my cooler that never got touched.
Nobody on the team brings water, and Dave Tilley brought water this year, so I didn't need as much for the team.
Yeah, I know, and I brought enough water for like everybody for my team, and nobody touched it.
Wow, that's real funny, because you should have just given it to me at that point, considering I'm the water thief.
Oh, God. You know, I kind of forgot about that because I kind of surged you out on episode 58 for that.
I know, but now I'm thinking, like, you should have just given me one.
Maybe. Maybe. You'll have to listen to episode 58 to hear all about Dylan's searchiness with my bottles of water. I mean, it wasn't like I didn't have an excess of water to pick from. It's just that I had given you two bottles to take to the rink for me.
Yeah. What was funny, though, was I was when I was taking all the shit out of my car yesterday.
Yeah.
Before I went into work, I opened up my Yeti cooler. And, dude, I can't believe the amount of fucking beer that I brought back with me. That's all American, by the way. Well, actually, yeah. No, not all of it, because one guy gave me the Trailer Park Boys beer.
Oh, nice.
Which was very nice of him. Along with a really kick-ass beer, like basically like a Carlsberg lunch bag, essentially. But that was just really nice to him. I was like, dude, so nice. What do I owe you? He said, oh, nothing. Let's just enjoy that. So.
Well, who was it?
It was Shane Miker, I think that's how you pronounce his last name. He's on the Sharks.
He's the dude that finally got his tasting glass this year.
And he did. We got it to him.
And then I actually saw him later on in the weekend, and I introduced myself to him.
I think it's Mitchner.
No, I don't think it is Mitchner. I think it's Shane.
So much to Dylan's chagrin, I was actually trying to be social with people, and I went up. I approached.
How
somebody.
Is that to my chagrin? That just means I get to hang out with you more.
I'm just
kidding.
Did you
tell Liz you were social?
So.
I didn't.
She'd be like, yeah, right.
So,
well, you know what I realized, though? You know what I realized, though, Jim? In all honesty, like, as far as, like, me going out Friday night, we literally went out and had dinner around and with all the same people that we would normally go out with.
Pretty much.
Yeah, there
yeah,
were a few
I mean, with the exception of, Tilly.
Right.
But, like, his girlfriend or whoever that was ended up actually being pretty cool. So, it was
his girlfriend's stuff.
Yeah.
But that's still sociable for you, yeah, so, even around people that you like.
I don't know. I go out to eat with people. I don't know how to
wow.
respond to that.
I go out to food with the persons and things.
No, I don't know what to say. I mean, I felt like, okay, yeah, we did go out to eat, but it was with, like, people I would have gone out to eat with anyway.
Yeah, and then Dylan yeah. ditched us.
In hindsight, I kind of looked at it and went, you know what, I know you guys were kind of giving me props for being more social, but I don't know that I necessarily was more social with, like, people that I wouldn't have been social yeah, with, right, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, granted, I think I did surprise you guys, like, Friday night, like, after we finished recording.
Yeah, when you were like, let's go hang out, and it was 2 in the morning, and literally everybody was fucking sleeping.
Yeah.
Which blew my mind, because, like, the way our hockey group rolls is, like, you know, we get together for this weekend, and it's such a short window to hang out with people that, you know, people are up to all kinds of crazy hours of the night, you know, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Sometimes there's not even sleep.
Sometimes there's not even sleep. You know, or if there is, it's like there's barely any sleep, you know, and I was shocked that, like, you know, we were some of the last people up, and we walk outside, and it's just, we had to get something from your van anyway, and it's just like, oh, there's no one out here. Okay, well,
yeah, we saw our buddy Jeff, Mater.
Yeah, we saw Jeff and Amanda, and we're just like, yeah, is there anyone awake? And they're like, well, Dave and some other people are at the bar, but it's last call, and they're closing up, and it's just like, all right, well, let's just go to bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was
yeah.
probably for the better, because the next night a lot of us were up pretty late.
This is true.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I had fun at Sociable. You know, that was I had stopped in there for a beer last year, but like I was pretty goddamn impressed with going in there, and considering how friggin' busy it was, like, we were well served. I thought the food was pretty damn good. Actually,
oh, the food was excellent.
I thought the food was actually, yeah, I thought the food was really fucking good. I love the tacos.
Well, I know you wanted to go, but you wanted to go back there the following evening.
Well, I would have. I wouldn't have had a problem with it.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have had a problem with it, but, you know, I like variety. I wanted, you know, and I know we went to the same place that we've gone, like, what, the past 3 or 4 years, but it was kind of like, you know, that group outing that we've done every year.
And I like the works, too. Like, the work, yeah. I like What's Sociable better, but I like the works.
I was curious, there was a place.
You're going to bed.
And it reminded me, I think it's, there's a, or there used to be a drag queen club, like down in downtown Rochester called this. And I wondered if it was like a chain or something, because there was a place down the street from the hotel called Mother's.
I don't know.
And I was like, I saw that and I went, and it was like a really big establishment too. And I'm like, wow, that is like huge. And I was like, there's no way it could possibly be the same place or like a chain or of those or something. But it was in the same plaza where that Shoppers Drug Mart was, Jim. I don't know if you saw it or not. The other place that kind of intrigued me was there's like a chicken wing joint down the street from the hotel.
Oh, Wacky Wings?
No. It's ginormous. Yeah, oh, is it Wacky Wings?
Yeah, I went there Thursday night.
The place is it as big as it looks?
Yeah. No. What you don't know, Mike, is that it's basically a Dave and Buster's.
Oh, okay, so gotcha.
This guy Tony, who's also from Jersey, he rode up with his girlfriend. He was there Thursday too, so he's hanging around, and he said, "We're gonna go to Wacky Wings and." And I thought he said drink beer and eat wings. And I said, all right, well, I'm kind of hungry, so maybe I'll be over there. So he messaged, like, I was hanging out a little bit, and I'm like, I'm getting kind of hungry again, you know, because, like, I had eaten kind of a late lunch, but I'm like, I could eat, like a something, like an appetizer or something. And he messaged me and was like, hey, dude, you know, it's like 3 lights down, you make a right, you know, if you're still coming. So I said, all right, yeah, I'll see you over there. And so I drove down. And I walk in, and I'm like, holy fucking shit, I didn't know that this is what this place was. And you walk in, and it's just all these fucking arcade games. And it's like Dave and Buster's. You get, like, you know, you put, like, $20 or $30 on the card, and you swipe the card, and you can, you know, play the game. And they got all kinds of stuff. They had, like, some old school games. They got skee ball. They got, air hockey. And then, like, you know, new stuff, like all those, you know, rail shooters that you see around, you know, if you like a movie theater or something like that. So I hung out there with Tony for, like, I don't know, probably like a good hour and a half, 2 hours, and just, like, you know, just drank a couple of beers and chit-chatted and got to know him a little bit more. Because, like, I kind of knew him, but I didn't really know him that well. And, like, he's, you know, he's a cool dude, and, you know, he doesn't live too far away from me, so we're going to try to hang out sometime. He lives in Woodbridge.
Right, yeah, I was talking with him over breakfast, and yeah, he seems like a really good dude.
He is, so, but that's what it was. I'm just like, I thought you guys said you were going to get wings and drink beer, not play games in this, so it kind of surprised me, but yeah, that place is ginormous.
All right. Yeah, it just from the outside of it, I think we drove down that way sometime over the weekend, and we saw it, and I was just like, holy shit, that place is huge. It's just this ginormous building. We finally made our way up to Brantford, and what, with very little time to spare, Jim, in between traffic and everything, we just got there, what, like an hour before the games were supposed to start, and yeah, and we got settled at the hotel, and then off we went to the rinks and at the Lions Park and played some hockey, had some good times. You know, what, I think our first game was against your team, Dylan, right?
Yeah, I almost fucking threw up after that game.
Wow. Wow, and we tied, right?
Yeah, but I hadn't picked up a hockey stick since the previous tournament, I think, and I just did not feel very good because I was huffing it.
Man, oh, someone's cat got a is going
pissed
crazy.
Off cat. It's Jim's cat.
What?
Yeah.
She's like, talk more, Jim.
Well, I hadn't picked up a hockey stick in probably about a month, and I felt every bit of that.
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm just getting over the soreness. And my fucking foot.
I was just kidding. It was weird, though. Like, actually, like, the Friday night, I didn't feel too bad, except for my toes hurt, which I thought was kind of strange. Just my toes, not my knees, not my legs, just my toes. And then the second game that my team played, we played against Jim's team, which Jim's team won 4-0 against my team. His goaltender is outstanding. Susie, she's great. I mean, I couldn't believe some of the saves she made were most excellent. And she was clearly the MVP of that game. Easily.
A lot of games easily.
Easily. What? What's that? Yeah, yeah. She just amazing saves, left and right, center.
We went. I think we went 8-4 against the Bulgarians. Lost. We didn't win. But
That was Saturday, right?
That
was Friday night.
Yeah, and then we left right after that game.
Oh, right. And then we went out to eat, like we said, to a social bowl, and then we recorded 58, which was fun, and how we were talking about that earlier. And the next morning, it wasn't too late or too early, but I thought it was going to be later, except Jim had a earlier game than my team did, and I had to drive Jim over to the rink.
You were tired.
What was it, Jim? Like 10:15, I think you had a game. Yeah,
I did. I went over and made a coffee run for you. So,
oh, that's right. Dylan was kind enough to run over to Timmy Horton's and find me.
Yeah, because that was funny too. Because I walked outside and I saw the McCutcheons, and they were like, "Well, we're going over to Timmy's." Oh no, that's not what happened. That was the next day. I walked into the Timmy's and I saw the McCutcheons. So I ordered everything for you and I. What I neglected to do was ask them for one of those trays to put the stuff on.
Yeah.
And so I'm walking back and I'm like, I'm holding this like piping hot like cup of coffee and then your cup and then like the sandwiches and Mike's like, "Do you want some help?" And I'm like, "No, I got it." And since I said that, you know, if I had, because I honestly, I think about halfway through, I was like, fuck, I really could use some help right now. But I didn't want to ask him because I was like, no, I'm good.
All right.
And Jim's fucking making me laugh. He's telling me all kinds of fucked up stories and telling me this horrifying poem about, I don't even want to get into the naughty details of it. And I'm like, you know, laughing and the fucking cup of the coffee like comes undone. It's falling over my head, and I'm like, "Fuck!" Finally, get back to the hotel, put that shit down. I was so happy, but it was pretty funny. They were ragging on me a little bit for like that. Vegan?
But they were ragging on you because you went and picked up coffee for me too, right?
Oh yeah, I believe as I was walking into the hotel, the quote that Jim said was, "Stop being Crandall's little bitch." And I said, "It's very hard considering the size of him."
Which I think you continued on to be my bitch a little bit during the weekend.
Even
during beer club, I think you washed my glass out a couple times for me.
Well, yeah, they were all. It was funny because I think at some point in the weekend too, you were like, "Hey, Dylan, carry my stuff. You're my little bitch."
I must have said it.
And I was like, "Go fuck yourself."
Wait, weren't you talking to Chris Seymour at that point?
Well, we did. Well, I guess we'll talk about that too. But I even remember at one point, like, Mike McCutcheon was giving me so much shit, and Jim's like, "Look, it's really easy. Just tell him, go fuck yourself, McCutcheon."
But yeah, I mean, we had more games on Saturday, and again, some fun games, some good times. It's funny, they do this every year, this opening ceremony with, you know, where they bring out some of the dignitaries of the town, and of course Walter Gretzky.
Oh my god, dude, I was fucking losing it when you were doing your bit.
I guess I'll tell
when you
that.
Were doing the town crier impersonation.
Yeah. Yes. Because they have this guy who dresses up, and apparently he's the town crier, and he does the same thing every every year. Like, he does, like, the official, I don't know what the hell you would call it, the official beginning of the tournament. Like, you know, here, the tournament is, you know, set to begin on this June 3rd of 2017, you know, all this pomp and circumstance, and, you know,
he's wearing like this great outfit, and there's a fucking dog with him for some reason. He kind of looks like Santa Claus.
Right. And so we're sitting up, we just finished playing, right? And they're like, everybody's like, oh yeah, we got to go to the opening ceremony. And pretty much everyone who had finished playing, which, like, was like, oh boy, I mean, it's so freaking sunny out and it's hot, and
people there's are just no like, man. There's no shade where they.
Well, do. Except, you know, I bring the Easy up every year now, so like.
No, not there. I mean, where they do the opening ceremony.
Oh, right, you know, and the only shade
is if you stand directly in Mike's shadow is basically the only shade.
Right. So. It's like on this rubberized sport court, and it feels like it's like 1,000 degrees out there. So basically we're sitting under the Easy Up, and there's what, about 10 or 15 of us just sitting around in a circle. And I basically just start doing the opening ceremony town crier bit. And I do the whole eerie, and then I go, oh, and there's the little dog. Oh, da, 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 da.
That was the best part, where you're just like, oh, dog. I think McCutcheon leaned over. He's like, what'd he say? I'm like, you know, the dog. And he had a good laugh over it. That was good, though. I mean, I was fucking laughing. It's like, you know, a little
levity.
Yeah, it was funny, though. But I'm like, I had just sat down. I cracked open a beer. I was about to go get, like, a hot dog. Like, I didn't want to go over there. It's the same fucking thing. I think they...
I mean, I get it, you know, and I mean, this was like our 9th year that we've been there, and it's been the same bit like every year, and it goes for like an hour, and it's long and it's tedious, and I was just like, there's a couple of the other guys that have been, you know, like you mentioned Mike McCutcheon, him and our buddy Paul. Canadian correspondent Paul Saunders, we're all just sitting there, and Paul's like, I'm not going to go. I'm like, if you're not going to go, I'm not going to go. Basically, was kind of like it escalated from there. Like, just more and more people are just like, yeah, screw it. We're just going to stay here. And it ended up being what, like, maybe about half of the people went to the opening thing, and maybe the other half didn't.
Yeah, it might have even been more people didn't go, because there was a pretty small amount of people there.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't, after playing a game and then just feeling the sun, I was like, I need to just sit and have some water and just kind of try and, you know, recoup, you know, just because, I mean, it started to get hot out. It was right exactly at midday. And I'm just like,
yeah, you know, I had checked the weather beforehand, and I thought it was going to be a great weekend. Like, it wasn't supposed to go above like 72 or 73, but I noticed that the humidity was a little high. So right. I think that's what was like killing me.
Right. But one of the nice things I think this year, rather than previous years, is we actually finished up our games pretty early this year.
Yeah. That was nice. I mean, we stuck around for a little while. What was really funny, though, was right before we were all hanging out, and I don't know if you heard me say this, Jim, but we had a game at 2:45, and I remember walking over to another group of people, and one of the people there was Sterling, and he's like, our game's at 2, it's at 3:15, right? Yeah, and he's just like finished, like, chopping back this giant burger. I'm like, no, dude, the game's at 2:45. He's like, No, I'm sorry. He thought it was at 2:15, and it was at, like, 2, and it was, like, you know, 1:30 or something. I'm like, no, dude, that game's at, like, 2 o'clock. He's like, no, it's not. I'm like, yeah, it is. Give me a fucking schedule. Look, it says 2 o'clock right there. He's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, dude, you're going to fucking throw that burger up all over the damn rink when we're playing.
Yeah, actually, I didn't even have anything to eat between, any of the, like, the food at the, you know, from the vendors or anything, like, between the Tim Hortons, and then when we went out to dinner. What I did have is Paul's friend Tammy made some cookies and some protein bars. So like I kind of had some of those, and they helped. I mean, I wasn't hungry until until we went to dinner.
And a beer.
Wait, a beer?
Yeah, you had a beer, didn't you?
Dylan, we were in the park in Canada. You're not supposed to have beer out in the open.
Oh, fuck that. Everybody was drinking beer.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Especially all those Batavians, like Jesus.
Batavians?
Jesus. Jesus was a...
I didn't know Jesus was a Batavian. Did you know Jesus was a Jew?
Well, who was it? Who was it? Our buddy Finn? Did he give us those Canadian beers?
Yeah, he gave us one that mysteriously showed up right next to my elbow, and I almost knocked it all over the place.
Well, no, he actually gave us two. He gave one to you and one to me.
I must have missed the one, because I don't know what happened to it.
Well, I have one in my fridge.
Oh, then that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I can't even remember the name of it, but it's like a Pilsner or something like that. It wasn't bad.
No, I didn't think it was bad either.
Yeah. Yeah, so I gave him one that, out of a beer that, a four-pack that Jim gave me, I kind of traded him. It was that, what the hell was it, Hoofhearted and Against the Grain collaboration that you got for me, Jim?
Hey, is that the reason they call themselves Hoofhearted?
I don't know.
It kind of sounds like you're saying who farted. Yeah, and then we came back and showered up, and I mean, I know you guys didn't go over. I had a beer with one of my teammates because I tried to coordinate a team drink, but that just didn't fucking happen because I thought I had a lot more time, and then I didn't have a lot of time, and then I had more time,
and
we wound up going to the works. That was pretty fun.
So, I mean, that's nice that you were able to do that for your guys, so Dylan, that you wanted to, you know, buy them a beer and.
Well, I did it the one year, and then.
It's a nice.
And it worked. And it worked out, and then the year after that, it just. Nobody was around, I guess. I don't know. We kind of, I don't know what the fuck happened. And then this year I tried to do it, and it was honestly, like, it was my fault for not, like, getting down there and coordinating enough in time. Oh, wow. But hopefully next year. Down to the hotel bar. I was just going to do a round of drinks for everybody. So.
Dylan being a nice guy.
Yeah, I dipped into the award ceremony for a little bit. I had a mixed drink there, and then once the actual awards were dished out and we got to see Jim with the fucking cow in his pants. Can we talk about that? Should we talk about that? Oh yeah, you guys weren't there. So
Jim had the Jim who?
Oh, I'll tell the story.
Jim of Jim's BBQ podcast had a cow in his pants?
No, it was not him. It was the other one.
The other Jim.
There's only two. So we're hanging out, and, you know, and then, you know, Mott and Jim waltz in, and they're on this table. There's a box which had the cake in it, and there's the movie award, which goes out to I don't even remember what the fuck. What is it called for?
Overall MVP or something.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Overall MVP.
Who won that?
I do not know who the fuck she was.
Oh.
Well,
shit. I wasn't even in the running.
No. I don't know, man. I just wrote down fucking Brian Dwyer for every single one of my answers.
Who would have accepted the award if I wasn't there?
Dylan would have accepted it.
Would you have accepted it on my behalf, Dylan?
Oh, given where the award was coming from, I would have gladly accepted it. Jim waltzes in, and he sees this fucking cow sitting on the table, and he immediately gets this look in his eye of like, oh, I'm going to do something with this fucking stupid trophy. Mind you, it's the same trophy that was in Jim's bag, or Jim's box. Remember Jim brought the box into our room and it had all the shit in it?
Yeah.
And the movie was in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, same one. So we're just standing there.
Well, wait a second. I could have just taken the award then and accepted it on my own behalf.
Exactly.
And nobody would have said anything, I don't think.
Nah, probably not. So we're all standing around. Like, oh,
I guess Crandall's the MVP this year.
Is anyone going to say no to you?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
So Jim walks and he sees this thing, and we're all just talking, and then we just look over and just see Jim proceed to, like, drop the fly of his zipper, grab the movie, and just shove it in so it looks like it's sticking out of his crotch, like it's like his dick is a cow. And he's just standing there with this thing sticking straight out, like, yeah, whatever, you know. And we're all fucking cracking up. We're taking pictures with it. We're taking pictures of him, like, you know, sticking it in people's butts and people's mouths. People are grabbing it. No one on the other side of the room really seems to notice what's going on, including Daryl. So we go through all the awards, you know, best hair, best, you know, biggest penis and, you know, best whatever the fuck else we had, injury, I don't know. And finally, finally Daryl walks over. This is the best part. He walks over and he's just like, all right, it's time to do the movie award. And he looks down and he goes, where's the movie? What happened to the movie? The movie was right here. And Jim's literally standing right next to him. Like, I mean, you'd have to be blind not to see this. And Daryl does not see this, you know, like foot and a half tall fucking yellow cow sticking out of Jim's pants. And Daryl's like, where's the movie? Where's the movie? And like five of us are like, Daryl, look down, look down. And he's like, huh? And he like looks down and like, I don't know, Jim was standing on like his left and he looks down to his right, like just like completely other direction. Like looks down, he's like, I don't see anything. And then he looks over and he finally looks down and sees the thing sticking out of Jim's pants. And he's like, oh, Jesus Christ, you know. He's very alarmed by it. He's like, well, come on. We got to go give this thing out. So Jim walks across the fucking room with this thing sticking out of his pants. And he's just like, I, Jim McCutcheon, will be giving out this movie to somebody or something like that. I don't even remember what the fuck he said. Oh, dude, it was fucking hilarious. And what was even funnier.
So does she accept the movie out of Jim's pants?
Well, she wasn't even there.
Oh, so, God.
So Jim is just like. Jim, they actually gave him the card to read, and he's just like, all right, and the recipient of the movie award is, he's like, oh, man, it's a girl. That kind of sucks. And he, like, reads the girl's name. I don't remember what her name was. And it's just like, are you here? Are you going to take the cow out of my pants? And then I think Amanda Dowell had to go up and accept it on her behalf.
I see. Huh.
And then we all left and decided to go drink beer.
Which is where the fun really began.
Yeah, if you want to. I mean, there was one Sargy moment.
What? At beer club?
Yeah. It was me.
That was you?
Yeah.
Actually, I think I had a different idea of a Sargy moment at beer club.
Well, I think that Sargy moment might have happened because of me.
Oh yeah, that was bad.
Well, I knocked one of our buddies in the head and didn't realize that I had hit him kind of hard, and yeah. I did apologize the next day, and he was okay, and he apologized to me too for the Sargy thing he did.
Yeah, that was something.
So.
I forgot about that. That was, yeah. I mean, I didn't forget about it, but I wasn't thinking about that.
Did you forget about when Mott went into the bathroom to puke?
Oh, God.
And he came, dude, I forgot about that, and he told me, and then after, like, went in and fucking puked, he just came back out, and he's just like, puke rally!
Yep, I totally remember that. You know, I went into the bathroom shortly after that to piss, and I did look around to see if he had left any remnants anywhere.
No, he told me that he was very, very clean.
Because if I had seen anything, I was gonna make him go back in there and clean it up.
No, he was very good.
I would have even had to call him by his real name.
You would have called him Tom.
Did you hear that a few times this weekend where I did call him Tom?
No. Yeah.
It totally got his attention, too.
He's like, is my wife here?
Yeah, right?
I'm like, Tom. He's like, well, yeah, what? It did get his attention very quickly, did it not?
Yeah, it did. What was the other Sargy thing?
Oh, well, I'm not going to leave this in, but the one thing I didn't appreciate... Well, there was a couple things I didn't appreciate, but I'll tell you the
what,
first.
Was it the what was the fucking funnel of beer down my pants?
Well, I definitely did not appreciate that because it ended up all over my bed, which then we promptly did like a quick change of the beddings, which wait, I don't even know. Did you have any awareness of that or?
Wait, I slept with beer sheets. I slept with. I never noticed, and I didn't give a fuck at the
point. Tammy and I changed the sheets, the bedding, everything over while you were getting cleaned up in the bathroom.
Nope.
We had a great time at Beer Club. One of the, you know, we did have a lot of stouts brought into Beer Club, and I think, you know, one of the things that I had kind of discussed, like, you know, when we were talking about it the last day or two on social media was. You know, maybe just mixing up the type of beers that were brought because, man, there were so many stouts. And even one of our friends, Amy, she was complaining about how everything was like a coffee stout or, so you know, some sort of stout that had coffee in it. And she wasn't too far off, really. In all honesty, there was a lot of, like, heavy, heavy, dark beers involved. And I think, you know, we need to bring some hop stuff, you know, hoppy stuff in or maybe some beers that are a little bit lighter. You know, lighter bodied beers.
Yeah, because like I had literally just gotten like a drop of like some fresh IPAs that were all local to me that I thought were really good, and I'm like, fuck, maybe I should bring these instead. Although that being said, I thought I was very happy that everyone liked the two beers I brought.
Oh, that vanilla one was outstanding.
Yeah, that was from right around here, and I was just like so happy that beer lived up to. I was like, this is either going to be really good or really underwhelming.
That was one of my favorites of the night. Actually, yeah, the one
a lot of people really like that one. It seemed like
actually the one that our friend Mandy, who couldn't make it, she lives down in Florida, but she gifted us some beers via our friends Trevor and Canadian correspondent Paul Saunders. She sent some beers up with them. One from Intuition Ale Works that we had was really good, a nice Russian Imperial Stout from them, which she had actually given us like an excess of bottles from there, and I actually ended up coming home with one of those. I know there was, but yeah, I mean, we had a lot of great beers, and I mean we went late on into the night with that too.
I didn't think it was that late.
It was pretty late. I think it was.
It was 1:30, maybe.
1:30, which, I mean, we started pretty early, actually.
That just goes to show you, we had a really good time.
Oh, absolutely. We had a great time.
And there were people coming in and out, too.
Yeah. I mean, we had a lot of great laughs. So there were some moments that were maybe a little unfortunate. Some accidents, some trickeries, some maybe stuff people regret, but... You know what? There was a lot of fun. There was a lot of laughs. You know, that was the important thing.
You know what? There were no hard feelings the next day.
No, not at all.
It was a really good time.
All fun. I will say, though, it must be hard having bruised ribs and being in that room considering how many laughs were going around.
Oh, yeah?
Do you remember Mike? Like, something happened to him. I'm like, he got his like ribs, like someone hit him in the ribs, and somebody was telling a really funny story, and he was just like, stop, like it hurts.
Didn't I hear like Canadian correspondent Paul had elbowed him in the ribs accidentally or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So it was, they were on the same team, mind you, so that's kind of interesting, huh?
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. But in any event, I mean, that was fun. And then what, we got up the next morning, and unfortunately it was kind of time to, you know, pack up and get ready to leave the hotel. But our venture wasn't over with quite yet. Well, we had breakfast, Jim. Breakfast was pretty good. Yeah, yeah, we had breakfast at the hotel, which felt pretty good.
I had to fight off a pretty decent hangover.
Oh, I could imagine, Dylan. You had quite the evening.
Well, I had the rest of that Cafe Death, so.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And then, I walked over to A&W with the McCutcheons and then went to Timmy's and.
I thought Tim didn't come.
Came back and.
Tim Hortons. You know what's funny is, you know, like the food that we had at the hotel was good and all, but I don't know what the hell happened to me. Like I crossed the border and then all of a sudden, like my stomach just went, no food that you eat this weekend is going to stay with you any longer than an hour. I'm not joking. And like we got back to Rochester Sunday night. Jim got to witness what we do for WWE pay-per-views at my house, like when my dad and my brother come over and we order a bunch of food. And
what is it, like 50 wings and 2 pizzas?
75.
Actually, we had a sheet pizza. We had a sheet pizza and 75 wings. It was so fucking good. But you know what?
Remember you offered me the chance to stick around and I couldn't the one time?
Yeah, man. Yeah. We don't mess around.
I was bummed. I would have stuck around just for the fucking wings.
Wings were good.
Exactly. How good were they, Jim? Yeah, see? Yeah. But you know what didn't happen? That food stuck with me. I swear to God. Like, we get back across the border. I'm like, oh, this is good. And it's like cheese and stuff, right? So I'm like, okay, it's not affecting me. And yeah, my stomach was fine. So I think maybe I just shouldn't eat when I go to Canada.
Nice.
That's a bad idea, because that's why Mott threw up.
I know, I'm just kidding. I couldn't figure anything else out, but the entire weekend, anytime. Even what I had for breakfast that Sunday morning, I had an omelet and then some toast. And, we made it as far as the Shopper's Drug Mart down the street, and I was like, oh, Jim, I got to find a bathroom. You know what they did? You know what they did, the employees? They have like this locked door. They'll let people in to use the bathroom behind like this employees only door. So I got to go in and use like the secret bathroom at Shopper's Drug Mart.
Well, you know what happened to me was after I had my my sausage, egg, and cheese and my coffee at A&W and we're hanging out at Timmy's, all I had was a bottle of water. We're walking back. I saw you and Jim and Kathy leaving the restaurant. And then we bumped into Chris Seymour. And we recorded our video of us telling him to go fuck himself, which we should definitely post up on the Facebook page soon.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll put that.
And just right about that time, I was like, ooh, I gotta go. And I remember going downstairs and was like, is there a bathroom in the lobby? Oh, no, I think I was talking to Mike and Jim, and I was like, is there a bathroom in the lobby? And they're like, no, I don't think there is. And I'm like, shit. What am I going to do? I already checked out. This sucks. And Chris Seymour just goes, oh, it's okay, Dylan. You could just go take a shit in my bathroom. So I'm like, oh, thank God. And I was like, Chris, I'm still going to tell you to go fuck yourself, but I'm not going to make fun of you anymore. I promise you that, because this is a very good deed. And I walk into his room, and his wife, right? Kristen is sitting there, and she's like, hey. I'm like, hi. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm taking a shit in your bathroom. She's like, hell you are. And I'm like, you ain't stopping me, nice. Lady.
You definitely on her right there.
And I just walk. I sit down and I look over and I just go. And right as I'm going, I look over and I just go, oh, fuck. And they're like, what's the matter? I'm like, there's no fucking toilet paper in here, Seymour. And she's like, hold on, I'll get Chris. And then she's like, Chris, and I hear him go. He's like, oh, Dylan, I'll be right back. I'll go get some. He's like, Dylan, how much toilet paper do you need? I'm like, dude, there's literally no toilet paper in here. And he's like, okay, Dylan, don't worry. I'll be right back, and I'll get something for you. So he leaves the room, and then she's like, you know, there's Kleenex behind you too, right? I'm like, I'll just use some of those. And then Chris comes back and he's like, all right, Dylan, I'm opening up the door. Okay, you ready?
I like how it becomes like an operation. Like, it's just like.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like he's trying to.
Like a covert op or something.
Like a SWAT, like a SWAT movement, you know?
Yeah.
And he opens the door and he just sticks his hand in it and I grab it. I'm like, thanks, Chris. And I.
He's like, oh, dear God, that smells. Go fuck yourself, Dylan Gonzalez.
So I did finally finish up, and I'm like, dude, you're my fucking hero. Thank you so much. And then I went and played hockey, and I felt great.
Yeah, we did. Well, we played, like, a little bit of, like, what, like an all-star game, if you will, or just, like, a fun exhibition game thing.
Which, can I just say, got absolutely insane within the last, like, minute or so?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Well, what was so funny was, Mike, I don't know, Mike and Jim, I don't know if you noticed it, but first of all, we had the best ref.
That guy's a cool dude.
I don't know if you noticed it. Well, there were two funny things. One was his son played with us.
His son asked if he could play.
Yeah, which was cool, but he was just like, it's my kid. He's like, oh, knock him around. He deserves it. You know, he was just trash-talking his kid, which was funny. And then the other thing, if you didn't notice it, like, he really was not paying attention to – I mean, I'm sure he was, but he really wasn't, like, giving much care to who was scoring, and, like, the score would just change from time to time. Like, he was just
– Oh, yeah, he was doing it on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Like, he just did – it was really funny. Like – And then just at the end of the game, everybody came out on the rink, and what were there, like, three fights? I was thrown up against the wall, and...
Oh, yeah, there was lots of fun stuff going on.
What was really funny in that part was Jody pinned me up against the wall as, like, a gag. I had, like, pantsed Sterling earlier in the game, and as Jody has me pinned up against the wall, Max Duda starts attacking him. And I'm just, like, laughing. And then all of a sudden, I feel something, like, between my legs.
Uh-oh.
And
wait, what? Did you shit?
I didn't shit. No, I already took care of that. And I noticed that the ball has suddenly landed, like, literally right between my legs. And I look up, and, I mean, there probably were about 12 people that just all saw it. And it would have been like if you threw a piece of raw meat into, like, a pack of sharks.
Well, what you need to also clarify is it was, like, one of, like, seven different balls that were on the court at that time.
Oh, well, everyone turned their attention. And I just looked up and I saw, like, Saunders, McCutcheon.
Oh, yeah. I was there too.
Mater, you, everyone just started, like, slowly moving in, and I just was like, get this fucking ball away from me, because I knew exactly what was going to happen. There were going to be about five sticks, like, trying to grab it from me, and I kicked it away, and then I think that's when everyone came on the rink, and then, like, five fights erupted. It was just very funny.
I remember the ref gave me that ball, and me and you ran down, and I set it right in front of Artist Jim and put it in the bowl.
I threw the other one in.
He puts the score up by two.
No, that was funny.
Yeah. One of the other cool things that I got to do with the game is I got to be the captain of the one team. And it was kind of nice because I've been all 9 years that, you know, this group has gone. And I was asked to be a captain for the one team, and that was pretty cool. But what I decided to do with it was my intent was to put any player that had been there the first year on the court at the beginning of the game. And as occurs with these things, sometimes you get players added to your squad. Sometimes players get subtracted, you know, things happen, right? So I ended up with six people, that had all played in the first year on the team. So I'm like, oh shit, what do I do? Well, our good friend Brad, who we've, you know, mentioned before on the podcast that we've hung out with, for Dark Lord and various beer adventures, he came up with a great idea. He's like, oh, why don't we just pull the goalie? I'm like, oh, Brad, that's great. So we pulled the goalie right at the beginning of the game and put out all six of the guys that had played the first year. But just started to say our goodbyes and got ready
to... Yeah, and then that began the very long ride home for me.
Ah, yes. It began the relatively short ride home for Jim, Kathy, and I. You had to like that, right, Jim? What, like a two-hour ride and you fell asleep for half of it? Like right after we got across the border, Jim was asleep.
I waited till we got there.
Yeah, you did. You did. Oh, that was the other fun part. So we're getting to the border, and I think like on the way up and then on the way back, I'm like, okay, Jim, what's our story? What are we going to tell the border guard? Like we got to come up with like some cover story about why we're in Canada. But then I was like, no, you watch. I was like, you know, we'll tell him like we played in a street hockey tournament, and the guy will go, oh, how'd you do?
Yeah, he did.
But for some reason, like, yeah, no, and sure enough,
we had a different.
You had a different.
We had a bit of a different encounter.
Did you meet Yuri?
No, we didn't meet Yuri, but they were checking every single car that was going through the border, and.
But you didn't. You left like right around the same time we did.
No, we didn't leave. We left about an hour after you, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe 45 minutes.
Really?
Because I was trying to wrangle up Mott, and he was like drinking a beer, and he was talking to Jim, and. No, we left like 45 minutes after you guys.
Oh wow! So you were almost there, like when like. Just before Kevin got there, or
yeah, we left pretty short. We left, it took us a while because I had to say goodbye to everybody and we had to pack up the car. I forgot to grab my stick, so I had to run back and get it. And you know, with Mott, it's like, you know, he's saying goodbye to everybody and then he starts telling a story. So,
oh, I thought you left, like, I thought you even maybe possibly left before we did.
No, because I said goodbye to you guys.
Well, right, and I thought you like right after we said goodbye to you that you were gone. I didn't even
we stuck around for a little bit, and then I was like, all right, let's go.
Like during that other game, during the second game.
The game had started. I saw a little bit of it, and then I left.
Okay, so you maybe 15 to 20 minutes.
No, I swear there was there was a long gap of time between the two games.
Yeah. We stayed there in between that entire gap.
What time did you leave? Because it was like 2:45 when we left.
We got home at what time was it, Jim? 5:20. So it was like 3.
I don't know. Well, anyway,
like we left right at the same time.
No, we were there for a little while. So
no, I mean they were starting up the second game when we left.
Oh, well, it just seemed like it took a long time, so.
Yeah, we were, because I swear I thought I saw you leave, like, to go home.
I had to, like.
That's weird.
I don't know, it was weird, so. But, so we left, and, like, we got to the border, and I noticed that the guy is checking there were 3 cars in front of us, and all 3 of them got checked, so I knew we were going to get checked. I'm wondering if it had anything to do with what happened in London over the weekend.
Maybe.
Like, which would make sense.
Yeah, or you weren't as cool.
So
we
pull up. Yeah, probably. So we pull up to him, and you know, it's like, hey, you know, hey, how you doing? So where are you coming from? And I did actually want to mention this when we were going over the border the first time. The woman was like, you know, how do you guys know each other? And Mott's like, oh, View Askew, and she's like, what's that? He's like, well, it's and I'm like. All right, you are not giving her the fucking history of View Askew, Mott. I go, we're in a hockey league together. It's called View Askew. We're driving up to play in a charity tournament. And she's like, oh, that's really cool. You know, and some of her sundry questions. So the guy was like, what brought you up? Hockey tournament. You know, where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, you bringing anything back with you? I'm like, yeah, I'm bringing back some cigars that I had brought up with me and never smoked. Probably for the better. And, like, between the two of us, like, probably, like, case and a half, two cases of beer, you know, the legal limit. He's like, okay, that's cool. He goes, I just need you to pop your trunk so I can look at it. So he pops open the trunk, and he's, like, poking around, you know, all over and looking at stuff. The only things I noticed that he pulls out are all of the fucking Dark Lords that I'm bringing home that you gave me, Mike.
Oh, dear God, and you're probably just, like, sweating it.
Well, I'm thinking, like, no, I'm not even sweating it, because I'm like, well, we're not doing anything illegal.
Well, that he accidentally drops one, or...
Yeah, yeah, and I did hear him, like, put something down a little forcefully, and I was like, oh, fuck. So
bottles are back, clinking, you know, yeah. Shit like that.
So he comes back over, and he's like, well, what's with all the specialty beers? And I'm like, oh, they're just gifts from my friends, you know, we do, like, a beer trade, that's what he... And a lot of that is just that, like, we had no intention of drinking those up there, I'm going to bring those home with me. He's like, okay, cool, thanks for letting me know, so I have a good time. But all I could think was the guy's looking through the fucking box, and he's just like, this motherfucker has Dark Lord, I should definitely confiscate it. Like, he's actually a big craft beer fan.
Well, it could be.
You know, that would be so funny if he's just like, I need to put this stuff in this confiscation. It's above the legal ABV limit going over the border. I'd be like, what the fuck?
And you're like, damn it, I should have picked it up at Mike's house.
Yeah, right. No, Mott and I had a good laugh about that. And then we were on our way, and then I didn't get too far. I think it might have been like an hour, maybe 2 hours into the drive. Actually, it might have been to Roarbox, and then we pulled over at a rest stop, and we swapped over because I started getting tunnel vision, and Mott drove the rest of the way home. It was probably about 4.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was not a fun ride home. The wet, like, it started to rain. And then there was some of the worst fog I had ever seen in my life.
Fog was bad the next day, too.
And, oh, it was horrible. Terrible. Like, we couldn't see shit for a little while at some parts. Like, and I was falling asleep in and out, so thank God I wasn't driving anymore. And we're about 2 hours from my house, so we're still in New York State. And we're cruising down a two-lane highway, and Mott's doing... what I thought was like 70 something. It turned out he was doing like 87, and he just like zooms past this little break in the woods between us. And there's a state trooper there. And I'm like, Mott, slow down. And the guy immediately pulls out. He's behind us. The lights go on, pulls us over. I'm like, fuck, that's 2 years in a row that we get pulled over. So he pulls over, and I'm like, well, let me get my registration. I grab it out, and the guy's like, you know, how you doing? And basically, you know, Mott had to get out of the car to get his wallet. He was really smart. He like opened up his hands on the wheel of the car to not show that he had like, you know, nothing on him. Not to suggest that he did. And he's like, I have to get out and get my wallet. So he gives him that. And he's like, you know, he's like, so why are you going so fast? He's like, well, we're coming back from Canada. We've been driving all day, and we just came down a hill, and, you know, we're just tired. We want to get home. And dude's like, he's like, you know how fast you were going? And Mott's like, 88. And he's like, actually, you're doing 87. He's like, oh, okay. And then, so the cop's like, all right, well, let me just look at all this info. I'll be right back. And he's like, taking his sweet ass time. That was when I started messaging you guys. And we're like, he's writing us up a ticket for something. And then he comes over and he just goes, all right, so I'm writing you guys up for not signaling. And Mott's like, yeah, of course. He's like, all right. He's like, I just saved you a lot of points. He's like, but I'm really, you know, there's deer and blah, 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 blah. And he's like, all right, so just take it easy when you're driving home, all right? And that was very cool. Like, I was like, thank God it was just doing that. And the thing is, I knew Mott signaled.
Right. But. So I wonder, I mean, like, if it's Mott driving your car, do both of you get in trouble?
No, just the driver gets
ticketed. Just the driver does? It doesn't, like, ding your insurance or any such shit like that?
Nope.
Oh, that's good. I mean... I'm assuming, I mean, that fine, it can't be that bad. So I'm assuming maybe you would throw Mott a few bucks.
No, I was like, so Mott, what do you want to do? Do you want me to, like, you know, get the info and forward it to you? He goes, no, just give me that fucking ticket. I'll pay for it.
Wow.
He's like, you weren't driving. It's my ticket.
Mm.
So well, he was good about that.
Wow, it was Tom that time.
Yeah.
Tom and time.
So, I mean, after that, you made it home safe and everything, huh?
Yeah, we got back at like 12:15, and Mott wound up crashing here because I just didn't feel comfortable with him driving another 2 hours back to, you know, the Philadelphia area. So he just crashed on the couch, and
right,
he left in the morning.
Right.
His wife was really happy about that.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, anytime you're driving any distance and, you know, you're starting to feel a little tired, it's probably best to just, you know, pull over for the night and be safe about it.
Yeah, it wasn't like last year where I think we left at like 11 o'clock. So, like, by the time we got back to New Jersey, it was, you know, like 6 or 7 in the evening, maybe even right. 8 o'clock. And I think he got back by 11. So he was just like, he was fine, you know, but like, it was so fucking late.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only good thing about going up to that tournament for me is it's only about 2.5 hours from my house. You know, door to door, it's about a 2.5 hour drive.
Yeah, like
that includes the typical border stop too. You know.
Yeah, like flying up is usually not so bad because you're just going to Toronto and you got to just hang at the airport for a while. But yeah, the drive back, I mean, you get to bring up a little bit more shit and yada yada, but it can be a bit of a pain in the ass, but overall it was not bad aside from the ticket, but all's well that ends well, boys.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I had a great weekend, man. I mean, I was happy to be home and in my bed, and you know, I was happy to have today off, and I'd be lying if I didn't say I'm sitting here in my Moose Jaws shirt.
Wow.
Cool. I mean, you changed out of your... Oh, wait, you were in the Jane Silent Bob shirt yesterday, right?
Yeah, I wore that to work underneath my flannel. Yeah. Oh. I tell you, though, I do have a nice lump on my toe, though. I'm just kind of getting over the weekend, though. I was still really tired today. My fucking foot still hurts from... So, good weekend, boys. Let's do it again.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely do it again, man. I'm looking forward to the next time. Yeah, it was a great trip, and... You know, I think if you listen to the episode 58 and then listen to this one, you'll get a pretty clear idea of how much fun we had on the weekend. But if you want to see everything else that we're up to and where we're headed, I know Jim's got a fun trip coming up. I can't wait to hear all about that and, you know, what, you know, how that goes for him. You can check all of that stuff out on our Facebook page at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JimsBBQPod.
You can email us and find out all about Dylan and his surginess at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com or go to www.JimsBBQPod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim's
chagrin.
Thank you for visiting Jim's BBQ, where our meat is always hung and smoked.
We'll see you all next time.
Adios.
All right, guys. I'm gonna get out of here.
Peace out, yo.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
All right. We'll talk good night, to you Mike. Later.
Good night, Dylan. Good night, John Boy. Good
night, Jim Crandall.
Go fuck yourself, Jim Crandall.
Later.